NPR's business news starts with a slowdown in India. India's latest economic figures show that growth has slowed and forecasts for the near future are gloomy. The government is under pressure to get things back on track, so it's turned to a solution that we have been hearing a lot about recently, austerity. Elliot Hannon has this report from New Delhi.
The government announcing an austerity drive.
In Europe, the concept of austerity has meant deep and painful cuts in government spending. India's effort, however, looks a little different.
Drive government banning its departments from holding meetings and conferences in five-star hotels. Foreign travel also to be restricted.
Good evening, sir. Welcome to the Oberoi.
Cutting back on government meetings in glitzy hotels like this one in New Delhi seems like window dressing. But making deep spending cuts in India is particularly difficult. Voters see government largesse as a right and usually applaud pork barrel spending. Mahir Sharma, a columnist at the Business Standard, says the government is trying to combat poverty, malnutrition, and other critical needs.
The snotty-nosed 27-year-old analyst on Wall Street might be concerned that the government has not, in fact, announced a cut in entitlements of one kind or another. But the truth is that most of the entitlements that the government has handed out in the past 10 to 15 years are desperately needed.
Anyway, says Sharma, the concept of austerity is a bit different in India.
What austerity actually does wind up meaning here is a very sort of strange Gandhian thing, which is that we want our leaders and our government to be demonstrating some sort of personal commitment to an austere lifestyle.
The government has also said it will cut 10% of discretionary spending and is putting a hiring freeze on the civil service. But analysts say that's unlikely to make much of a dent in India's $91 billion deficit. For NPR News, I'm Elliot Hannon in New Delhi.